Hey, today I'm talking about, you know, all those things like Chromebooks and laptops and calculators and, you know, those types of electronic devices that you have in your classroom. Well, they can be huge time wasters. They can be stolen and they can create other issues. So how do you solve that? You identify a helper.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
You know, in the 1980s, in the 1980s when I graduated from high school, okay, fine. In 1981, when I graduated from high school, if you were a science teacher, you had lots of stuff that you had to have the kids sign for. You know, there's beakers and flasks and, not the Muppet. Beep, 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 beep. Anyway, all right, I really digress. All right, let's move on. But, there were lots of stuff that you had to have the kids sign for for science labs. And for the most part, as other teachers, especially like the math teachers, you might have the TI-30. Yeah, the TI-30. Remember it? Yeah. Anyway, the point is that you might have these calculators, and some classes had the fancier, bigger calculators. Nothing like those $100 ones today. But for the most part, you know, the types of stuff that you had kids sign for or sign out or sign in during a class were a lot different than today. Yeah. and especially considering we have Chromebooks and we have laptops and we have all kinds of different technology that the kids might be signing out and signing back in at some point during the class. And so we have to figure out how to make this all work. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about what TI-80 was really. You don't know what that is? You don't know what that was? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I know it's vintage, but, nice little wedge-shaped calculator, man. All right, so let's talk about all this stuff, because today, you know, one of the things you've got to have is you've got to have procedures for electronic devices. And what I'm talking about here is I'm not talking about cell phones and stuff like that. I'm talking about the stuff that you as a teacher need to be accountable for in the classroom. All right, so those electronic devices that you have to sign out to the kids and need to sign back in. So many times it's a laptop or some sort of a Chromebook type. Maybe it's an iPad or something like this. The point is that these types of devices, and you usually have like a storage facility, some sort of a charging unit or something like this that you put them back in overnight. Well, you know, one of the things that you've got to understand about these types of devices is that, first of all, they're very helpful learning and engaging tools. They are tools that you use in the classroom. So you're going, Steve, come on, dude. All right. You're a little basic right now. Well, just bear with me just a second. All right. Because what I'm talking about here is that, you know, these tools, these devices can also be a pain. And follow along with me now. They can be a pain because let's think about three things just right off the bat that come to mind. These devices can help you waste time. Like, we need that, right? These devices can help you waste time. They can be stolen and they can create other issues, like, you know, arguments over mine doesn't work as well as his, or that one, I like that one better than this one. Or it just doesn't work. You know, you find out that it's not effective and you don't have anybody to work on it. Okay, so you've got these, even though they're helpful learning and engaging tools for your classroom, you want to use them and you want so much to have the kids get excited about using these tools. But you also know that, what was that again? Yeah, that's right. They can waste time, they can be stolen, and they can create issues. So let's talk about how you overcome this, all right? Because this is really what I'm focused on today, because if you look at creating if you just do this yourself, if you hand out the devices yourself, when the kids come in, you say, let's say that you decide to do this. All right, kids, as you come by, grab one of the Chromebooks and go take a seat. All right, well, so what's the problem with that? That's okay. I'll wait. I'm listening. Yeah, if you said that one of the problems with this is you don't know which device has gone to which person, and you probably don't know how many of them actually went into individual hands, you are actually lending yourself and setting yourself up for one of those devices to be slipped inside a book bag. Yeah, that's right. So your kids wouldn't do that? Okay. Well, yeah, some will, though. So you got to be responsible for these things, right? You got to collect them. You got to keep count of them. And so one of the things you want to do is not do what I just described to you. So let's say that, so instead what you do is when the kids have a seat, you then start taking time and you call them up. Steve, Henry, Fred, Jennifer, you know, and at the same time, what they're doing is they're coming up and they're getting the one that you're handing them and you're having them sign for the individual unit or something like that. Or you're at least checking them off saying this is the one they got. Well, guess what? That can take time, can't it? Yeah. So, you know, that's what I mean by these devices can waste time. And I'm not even getting into how kids can waste time with them because there's any number of things that they can do. But I'm talking about you trying to create procedures for distributing and collecting these devices. All right, and that's a big deal because you don't want to waste time. You really don't. And at the end of class, do you really have that time to waste trying to collect them? Because you might have to stop for 10 minutes depending on the size of your class if you're the one in charge of collecting them. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that will help you deal with this is to create a reliable helper. Yeah. Now, I don't mean, you know, you got to go out there and make yourself a robot or something like that. I know I shouldn't use that word create. But, you know, one of the things that's helpful is, you know, look at the kids in your class and identify somebody who would be a reliable help. Who would be reliable and who would help you. All right? You know, that is key to this. Now, there are lots of kids that you can choose, and maybe you choose to do this where you divide it between the semester or something like this. So you have two people that help. Or maybe there's a couple different ways of doing this. I would not make it something that lots of people do. I would create that person. I would make that a job in your class that somebody's going to help you with. And I would identify the person you want to help you. And I would go to them and I would talk to them about it. And I'm going to get to the types of rules and the types of things you would talk to them and get them to say that's what they'll follow. And, you know, because you're going to create a list of procedures and how they're going to take them up or how they're going to distribute them. But what you want to do is you want to talk to some of your kids. Now, when I say this, I want you to think, first of all, you know, any kid in there will probably help you. But you could also use this as a way to reach some kid who you're trying to, and they really, most adults don't, you know, don't work with them, don't listen to them or whatever. There's some, you know, they're, for whatever reason, you know, they fidget a lot. They create some issues and someone rather go with the safe choice. Well, why not give that person who gives you a little bit of a challenge a job? Now, you can't just assign it to them. You go to them and say, hey, Steve, come here for a second. Come over here. Yeah, you know what? I'd like to know if you would help me out with something. Yeah, now give me a second. I'd like to know if you would help me. I need somebody who would be responsible for distributing and taking up the laptops or the iPads or the Chromebooks and following my procedures. Because I need to know that everybody's got one, who's got one, and then I also need to know who has turned it in and who hasn't yet, because we won't dismiss class until they're all collected. So could you help me with that? What do you think? And don't even offer some reward or something like this. Just see, first of all, if you can catch their interest, because you're trying to engage with a kid and you're trying to figure out how to connect them. You know, sometimes the brightest kid in your class may not have a way of connecting with you. Sometimes it's that kid who can create a disturbance once in a while, you know, and sometimes it's just that kid who's just a loner who wants to stay by themselves. You know, you have to figure it out, and you know, you have to figure it out who you're going to ask. But the point is that you reach out to them and say, I really need help doing this, and I'd love it if you help me. Well, there's a way of solving this issue, because if you have a helper, if you have somebody who will, when they come to class, they see that you've got you've got a little note out for them on their desk, or you've got something ready for them, or they see on the notes on the board that they're going to be doing the Chromebooks that day, and they come to you and say, hey, do you need me to distribute the Chromebooks at the beginning or sometime in the middle? You know, whatever, I'm here to help. And you know, they just automatically get to it. So they go get the card out and they wait until you start asking, or as the kids come in, they start handing them out and getting the kids to check off on them. You know, that is such a time saver, because these things you can waste a lot of time just trying to get them handed out to the kids, right? Because this is the kid who then when another kid comes back to him and says, hey, this one doesn't work, you know, maybe you've worked with that kid to do a little bit of troubleshooting too, and they can, you know, here, let me see it for a second, and they try powering it up or something, and maybe it's just a battery problem, and they can exchange it for a different one. You know, you see what I'm saying? It's amazing what this type of helper can be. And I got to tell you something, you know, you got lots of ages, maybe the very youngest ages, you might not be able to do this, but the whole scope of school, from, you know, some of the young kids all the way to your oldest getting ready to graduate, you're going to be able to find some kids who'll be happy to help you and learn a little about it and will like the fact that you're trusting them to help you. And closing out class is very amazing, because that's where you really need help closing out, because you don't need to be distracted by collecting these things, but you also got to make sure you do it, because if you don't, sure enough, you're going to end up missing a couple, or they're going to end up damaged because they were shoved into the charger the wrong way, or they're not charged because they weren't put in the charger the correct way. There's any number of things that'll happen. You know what I'm talking about. Or some of them be left in the chairs for you to discover, like, towards the end of the day, the battery's dead and nobody's used that one all day. Wow. Or you thought it was missing. You know, you waste your time that way. So one of the things you want to do is you want to identify a kid who can be a reliable helper. And these are the things that they'll help you do. Number one, they'll help you get ready, which means they come in, you talk with them ahead of time about understanding how to know, just look on the board and I'll put up here Chromebooks or laptops or iPads or something like this. And when they look up there on the board, they know to go get the cart, they bring the cart out, and then they get ready to distribute. All right, they distribute the device. They also, at the end of class, take up the device. And they tell you when all are accounted for. And then they're the one who puts it in the charger and the case holder correctly. All right. So those five things is what this helper can just be, just incredible help with. All right. I know I use the word help and helper, you know, too much there. But the point is that this, if you have an assistant like this, it really can save you time, and it can save you heartache and headache down the road. You know, I'll never forget a class that someone who lost 33 calculators in a big toolbox. Just none of them. You know, that's over time, that happened over a series of months of not paying attention to how many they had. So, you know, one of the things you want to do is what I'm talking about today is identifying that person who can be a reliable helper and who will, number one, help you get ready for class. They'll come in, they'll get electronic devices ready. Let's just pretend like they're Chromebooks. They'll then distribute them because they follow your list, and they, you know, number one to Tim, number two to Steve, number three to Jennifer, that type of thing. They'll take them up so they know at this point to stop class. You know, when you stop class, they go up to the charging station or whatever it is, wherever you keep these, and the kids then start bringing them up to them, and they see this one goes with, you know, Steve has brought me number one because that's the one that Steve had, that type of thing. And they check it off, right? Yeah. So, you know, the point is that then they take them up, they tell you when all are accounted for, and then you can let the class go. And then they make sure it's put in the charging case or holder correctly. Yeah. So, you know, with this now, you want to think about a couple of things, because you don't want to, you know, you want to make sure that the kid who's helping you understands that you have a couple rules. And number one is they have to stay up on their grades, right? So these are rules about the kid. In order to keep the job, they have to make sure they do a couple of things. Number one, they have to stay up on their grades. Number two, they've got to turn in their work. They can't not turn in their work, right? And number three, they can't get in trouble. You cannot get in trouble, because I need you to be somebody who I can depend upon. And if you're in trouble, you know, that's not good. All right. So they have to stay up on grades. They've got to turn in work, and they can't get in trouble. And by the way, this also lends itself to, you know, another one, which is if you got somebody else, I wouldn't identify somebody to do this if they're absent a lot. All right. the maybe creating a backup helper as well can help you deal with that. You train somebody else who can then follow in behind, when that person's out. So now if we identify that helper, the person who's going to help us get ready, distribute, take up, tell you when all are accounted for, and put them in the chargers and holders correctly. Let's get to this other point. Let me make sure I say this first of all. You can't keep them from getting to their other classes on time. All right, so you got to keep that in mind. So they've got to be able to start soon enough so they get it all done, so that you don't interfere with them in their other classes. So keep that in mind. Just a note to you: it's not a good idea to keep a child from their next class because they were taking care of something for you. All right. With that being said, now all of you are probably been yelling at me the whole time. All right, most kids want to know what's in it for them. Yeah, well, that's not a big deal. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you this. I would not buy stuff like candy and chips for them or that type of stuff. Instead, I would look at things to come up with that, you know, are easy things, but a kid might see a lot of value in. All right? So first of all, you know, some kids just like it because, you know, you're letting them do something. But I still would take the time to say thank you to them. And I would say thank you with something that is meaningful to them. Well, for example, like here's something. You know, maybe they get to go to lunch first if you have that in your power. Maybe they get you actually work with an assistant principal or a principal or the athletic director in your school or somebody to give you a couple of passes that allow them to get into a school event free, because that really doesn't cost you anything, all right? Because I'll bet you could get an administrator when you explain to them what you're doing to figure out how to get you that pass, all right, where you give them a pass, and the pass is good for one or two events. There's an idea. You know, if you have classes of seniors, if you could get an extra graduation ticket, there's something cool. just as a thought, by the way. What about if you do want to do lunch? What about if you do lunch in the cafeteria, but you get them a pizza or a sub or something like this? You know, and that isn't going to cost much, and it's worth the cost of it, the little cost of it, for the headache that you might have if for the whole semester or the whole time you've been dealing with whether you're going to have lost these electronic devices. All right. So, or just the amount of time you might have lost trying to deal with them. There's something to think about, but think about things like that. Don't get into a deal about grades or something like this. That's not what you want here. You want some sort of, a work through that, they want to do it because it's kind of cool that they get to do this because you ask them and you're asking them for help. And basically they see that what you give them is actually a thank you for it. You do this and I'll definitely do this for you, that type of thing. It's meant to be, thank you very much for your time. You helped me throughout the year, this type of thing, as opposed to, I'm going to buy your help. Don't get into that type of exchange. You really want to see, what you could come up with that's something that's a nice thank you. You know, in some schools, one of the things that they do is they do these little wooden chips, or they do little tokens and stuff like this that are good for like a free ice cream or a free lunch or something like that in the cafeteria. You just have to figure it out, see what your school does and what things you might be able to do that aren't going to break your bank, right? But at the same time, recognizing the help that this person is going to be for you. And maybe it's that you just do something like a simple gift card that allows them at the end, you give them, you notice what they like. They like a gift card to a bookstore, a gift card to Amazon, a gift card. And it shouldn't be something huge, because it's not like, it doesn't impact their grades, and it shouldn't be, nobody should think that they're buying. That's why you don't want to attach it to grades, by the way. You don't want anybody to think that by doing this job, you actually buy an A in the class. By the way, you couldn't see me, but I was doing the little air quotes, because you really don't want anybody thinking that. So do you see how this could work for you? You come up with a reward. The reward is you saying thank you. It's not, hey, if you do this, I'll do this for you. You don't want to buy their help. You want to ask somebody, you want to get them to want to do it and help you with it. Because it's not like the AV club, or the special group or something like that. That's not my point. My point is that, and I know in high school and middle school, there's all kinds of things that are just totally uncool, right? But sometimes, you'd be surprised how much the kids, once they realize that you're not doing this for, you know, the teacher's not buying your help and stuff like this. They actually cut the kids some slack because you're just helping make it easier. Yeah. So here's some thoughts again. Just want to back up just a minute. If you have electronic devices that you have to distribute in class and you have to take up, they can be huge time wasters. They can be stolen, and they can create other issues, like when they don't work, and the kids think they don't work, and you have to stop what you're doing, and all it was, you know, someone had not pushed the power button correctly, or someone hadn't plugged it in all the way, and so it didn't really have a full charge. I mean, and something that your helper can help you do. Now, by the way, I wouldn't call him your helper. I wouldn't give him a special name. I wouldn't give him something kind of dorky or something like that. I would just, you know, they're helping you do this stuff. You know, once again, the way, you know, what you want to do is this helper is going to then help you do the following things. They're going to help you get ready. They're going to help you distribute. They're going to help you take up. They're going to tell you when all are accounted for, and they're going to make sure they're put in the charger correctly or in the holder correctly. Once again, just want to warn you, do not make them late for their next class. Do not make them miss class. Do not make them miss their bus or anything like that, right? So you got to stop soon enough so that they can handle that, but you can be paying attention to the class, summarizing things, dealing with the closing of the class while your student helper is bringing in, you know, collecting the devices, and then we'll tell you when all are collected and accounted for. And if, you know, finally, one of the things, like I said, is that, well, not finally yet. You know, you want to have rules. You want to say, number one, you got to stay up on your grades. Number two, you have to turn in your own work. Number three, you can't get in trouble, right? Because I can't have somebody who's doing, you know, doing the wrong things being my helper. And, you know, it's going to be okay, because most times kids can make this agreement with you, which is I'll help you make this work. And lastly, remember, you do want to create a reward system, but don't get tied up in buying them things. You don't want them, and you definitely don't want to attach it to grades, because you don't want them to think that they're buying their grade in the class, and you definitely don't want the other kids or the parents of the other kids thinking that you do this and you get an A in the class. So I hope this is giving you some thought about how you could handle this, because once again, like I started off talking about, distributing calculators, laptops, Chromebooks, iPads, whatever, can be huge time wasters, and they can be stolen, and they can create other issues. But if you create a helping, you know, helping hands person, if you create somebody who's going to help you in that class, if you identify somebody who will be your electronic device helper, you'll no longer waste the time. You won't have to worry about them being stolen, and you won't have to worry about the number of goofy issues like they're not charged happening to you anymore. Food for thought. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and hosts. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends. Take care.